Talk of the Bay. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman, and I'm speaking with Stephen Zunis. He's a professor and an observer of both local and international affairs. And we're here to talk with him about the post-midterm election, if you can call it that. We're still really waiting for a lot of results, but I thought I would get your first impressions of the night on Tuesday. What do you think was learned, if anything?
I think it is indicative that the pundits and pollsters missed something very important, and that was the fact that young people are much more engaged than they used to be in the electoral process. On the one hand, and I'm speaking of this as someone who's been a college professor for 35 years now, that this generation is more politically engaged than any we've seen in recent years. Now, ironically, they are also very skeptical of the system. In many respects, they are more radical than a lot of their peers, but they also recognize the importance of being involved, at least tactically, in the electoral process. And the numbers were that they came out to vote at much larger numbers than at any off-year election in history. And this is, youth turnout is the one that is least consistent. Young people tend to vote in lower numbers than other voters, but not this time. They came out in solid numbers, and they voted by greater than 2-to-1 margin in support of the Democrats.
And do you think choice was the main driver in that decision to go out and vote?
It was a big one, to be sure. But there are other issues as well. I mean, they have the concerns that led many other progressive voters to the polls, including climate, racial injustice, immigration. And, of course, the threat to democracy that the Republicans are increasingly are putting forward. I mean, indeed, the very reason that the Republican Party has been engaged in such active voter repression efforts is they see the numbers as well. They see this younger generation is more progressive, more diverse, and their electoral prospects in the coming years are not looking good as this generation gets older, and so they have a real stake in limiting ballot access and trying to hold on to power by whatever means necessary. Despite the stereotype, people do not actually get that and turn conservative as they get older. We found that statistically, the data is very clear that people more or less will keep their general orientation politically of what they were between the ages of 18 and 30. And yes, they're former leftists who become conservative, but pretty much an equal amount of former conservatives get more liberal. I mean, some people might be less extreme. I mean, I know plenty of people who were, militant Marxists in their youth who are now more social Democrats or liberals, but, they haven't switched to the other extreme. And similarly, we saw, of course, in the 1980s, when younger voters were actually more conservative than the average Americans. I mean, this is the a generation that gave us the Marco Rubios and Ted Cruz's and other Republican leaders that are in power right now, that the Reagan youth generation, they've remained more conservative. So this trend towards a more progressive electorate has a lot to do with, again, the increased diversity of the younger U.S. population. Is something that I think, despite the worries of the threats to democracy we have right now, is something that we're going to see continuing. And indeed, they saved the day in terms of preventing a huge Republican tsunami in last Tuesday's election.
Much was made about the sort of moment we were in at the midterms, being kind of a democracy vote, and it was very high on many people's list when they went out to vote at the polls. And there was a lot of worry, and maybe it's too early to say that there isn't much reason for worry, because there are challenges being made and a lot of scrutiny on a couple of races that are still pending. But in some cases, people are saying this is the most consequential election in history because of the threats that were made to poll workers and also the number of people running for various places, like attorney general, who were election deniers. So what do you make of the outcome versus the trepidation factor?
Yes, there were certainly concerned that some candidates for governor and Secretary of State and other positions that which actually would have a say in the running of elections had a chance of winning in some key swing states. Arizona and Nevada are still pending on those, but in the other states, the more hardcore election deniers, at least in positions in state government, were defeated. Unfortunately, a fair number of members of Congress were elected or reelected, but that were election deniers. But at least those who actually had the power to impact the outcome in certain states seem to have gone down in defeat. And I think there are. A fair, not just Democrats are concerned about that, but even some fair-minded Republicans are rather